Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Actually, it's more like a dream come true for me to be able to spend some time with you and to tell you about my website, which is at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. It's all there for you, all for free. The archives, the articles, everything but the books. We got lots of stuff there. And of course, you can also subscribe to my newsletter, which is free, and it comes by email on Sunday. Or you can check out our blog, which you can come and get, or we'll send to you. And that's updated 5 days a week. Ruth King is one of our outstanding Brain Trust members, ladies and gentlemen. She's a seasoned entrepreneur who has started and owned a number of businesses, maybe like seven even, in the last 25 years. Started when she was only eight. And she's now the owner and the founder of Pro Network TV, which operates the internet, the outstanding internet television station, BusinessTVChannel.com. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Businesses, and she's an outstanding resource for folks like you and me. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me back.
It's always a pleasure. You're always welcome back on the show, Ruth. What's going on in the world of television?
We're doing some really interesting things. Next Monday night, we're actually going to have our tax expert, and he's going to talk about the new tax law and how it impacts small businesses, and that will be live next Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And he comes about every 3 to 4 months and updates us on tax law, and they know what they're doing.
So you broadcast, you have two live shows a week, right?
Correct. We do
Monday and Wednesday.
Right.
And then, but now the everything else is archived, right? So it's on demand, right?
That's right. We do about 35 shows a month.
Right.
And the things on people skills, on sales and marketing, on financial literacy.
How long are these interviews typically?
About 30 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. And the website is?
www.businesstvchannel.com.
All right. So, folks, check it out. Ruth, you've been working on a project recently that you wanted to talk to my audience about, haven't you?
Right. We're doing there's two things, actually. We are doing a book called The Ugly Truth About Managing Right, and that's the sequel to The Ugly Truth About Small Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. A couple of things have come out of that book. Number one is to make sure that you communicate well and you write down all of your expectations on paper and have everybody sign off on that. That solves a lot of the miscommunication problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, really and truly,
Because a lot of times owners presume that our employees know what we know and have the same intention that we have.
And they know they can read our minds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, mine can. My employees can.
Would you teach me how to do that?
No, that's just that's just the myth I've told myself. No, I'm just saying we all think that.
Yeah.
You know, we all get that idea that they can read our minds, and I mean I've been guilty of this, Ruth. You have too.
I am too.
Yeah, we all have. But your suggestion is a good one.
Yeah, and if you have any agreements with your employees, if they're verbal, they have to be in writing. Because they'll have one perception of what the agreement is, and you'll have another perception of what the agreement is. And then when the time period for this thing to happen comes, you might have very different ways of looking at whether this is going to happen or not.
There's an amazing element of clarity in black and white looking back at you from a sheet of paper, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Granted that English writing can be interpreted slightly different, but if you have a list of this is supposed to happen by this time with this result, you know, and five things written down exactly like that, it's really hard to misunderstand what that means.
Right, absolutely. All right, what else have you learned?
The other major thing that I've learned is the fact that you can't be friends with your employees if you're a manager.
Okay, explain yourself.
And what happened with a couple of people who will be in that book is that they were friends with their employees or the people who worked for them, and then that employee did something they shouldn't have done, and it was very hard to discipline. It was very hard to either fire them because the friendship was there.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you have to be friendly, but being friends is something that's not really what you should be doing.
And that's really tough in a small business because that's our nature, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's our nature to think of our employees as family.
And I think employees in this day and age are looking for a little bit of family in the work environment, too.
They're looking for a home.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that we talk about is, especially if you're a manager, if you're going to do one thing, if you're going to take one employee out to lunch, you've got to take all of your direct reports out to lunch because you can't play favorites.
Yep.
They'll look at it as like, okay, you know, what kind of deal is this person getting versus what I'm getting? Not fair.
Right.
So, and a lot of it is you're going to have to do things on a management level with people who are on the same level as you are, which is probably going to be outside of your company if you're small.
Right. All right. What else have you learned?
The other thing.
What about cash? Didn't you learn something? You learned something about cash, didn't you?
Oh yeah, that's not the book, but yeah, the cash issue is the ways to keep employees honest. And I'll give you a true story. And this happened this past week. I was in a company working with a company, and we thought something was really fishy. So I started going through all of the bank statements, and there were duplicate check numbers, unbeknownst to us.
Mm.
And guess what? That second duplicate check number was.
Yeah.
Somebody just, you know, writing manual checks.
Absolutely.
And going bye-bye. My rule has always been that the bank statements are sent to the house of the owner, especially
mm-hmm.
for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the owner looks at those checks before they give it to the bookkeeper to reconcile. And the bookkeeper should never, ever, 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 ever have check signing approval. Never.
Yeah. I'm a classic example of probably a typical small business owner. I don't really like managing the finances. I mean, I like managing the numbers that we create,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of the bookkeeping and the checkbooks and all that kind of thing, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I want to delegate that. But you can't delegate everything, can you?
No, and that Oprah still signs all of her checks.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have check. You got to have the checks and balances. The employees, no matter who they are, no matter what, how long they've been with you, no matter how much they love you, et cetera, and you love them, there still needs to be an element of a check in there, a check and balance that everybody knows that is there. That if there is a discrepancy, let's call it that. If there is a discrepancy, it will be caught very quickly.
Well, the fact is, if you sign all of the checks, and I know it takes some time to doing it, and it'll take some coordination to do, and you look at the bank statements before anybody else does, there's less likely that something's going to happen.
Exactly. That's a good point, Ruth. Stand by. We're going to be right back with Ruth King. She's the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, an outstanding resource for small businesses. I encourage you to check out her website, which she's going to give you right now.
It is www.businesstvchannel.com.
And what does it cost to be part of your community and to watch your TV programs?
It's free for the first 30 days, so if you want to check us out, just click on free trial offer and we'll sign you up with a password. And then after that, it's either $19.95 a month or $149 a year.
What a deal. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot of money to put on a TV show.
Yes,
I mean, it's pretty expensive. it's no cheap trick to put on a radio show, but it's a little more expensive to put on a TV show. So, folks, I encourage you to check that out. You've got a lot of archives too, right?
Yes, we
does
have.
Does that give us unlimited access to the archives?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal, folks. Check that out when you get a chance. The book is The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and is that available wherever books are sold?
It's available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com.
And at your website, I'm sure.
At www.theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com.
Okay. Can we get an autographed copy if we order it from there?
Absolutely.
Okay, because we want your autograph, Ruth. Okay, we're talking about money. We're talking about your cash.
Mm-hmm.
How to make sure that you don't get upside down. You know, there's one sad thing that happens, Ruth, that's worse than the loss of the money. Sometimes, you know, somebody once told me that locks are put on doors for honest people. You know, the crooks are going to get in whether you put a lock on or not.
Mm-hmm.
The honest people, the locks are for honest people. The checks and balances are for the good, honest employees that you have in your company. Because I've seen a lot of people, many times, Ruth, I know you have too, where an employee would work for the company for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never do anything, but then all of a sudden, something would happen. And they got a little too much responsibility, a little too much authority, and not enough checks and balances. And maybe one other thing would happen in their life, or there'd be some jealousy or whatever might happen. And all of a sudden, the employees start stealing from the company.
Right. I had exactly the same situation. I had a bookkeeper who worked for a company. She was going through a divorce. The attorney said that he needed $3,000 by that Friday, and she didn't have it. And
yep.
She took it from the company.
Desperate people do desperate
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And without the checks and the balances, you could actually be doing something a whole lot worse than losing the money, and that is you could be corrupting a person. You know, I mean, not to try to blame it on the victim, but still, it's something to think about, isn't it, Ruth?
Absolutely. And the thing is that if most people, 99% of the population, if not greater, is honest. Something
right.
happens in their lives, and all of a sudden they don't think rationally. And what we said to the bookkeeper is that she had seen that the company had loaned money to employees in the past. All she had to do was ask.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have loaned her the money. Instead, she's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that one out.
And then you make an excellent point. And I'll tell you something, Ruth. What you just said is something that I tell my employees when I hire them the first time. Before they actually go to work for me, either one of us have any preconceived notions or any notions about each other, I tell them two things. Don't lie to me. If you want to do something, I'll probably let you do it. Don't steal from me. If you need the money, I'll probably give it to you.
Yep.
You don't have to steal from me. Ask me for the money. I'll probably give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I say that, I've said that for years, and when I say that to people, their eyes get real big.
Yeah.
Because nobody's ever said anything like that to them before.
Right. And our policy manual says if you lie, you're out.
Yeah.
And I had to fire one person one time for lying.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because he was a good employee.
Right.
But you can't lie. That's the rule in our business.
Yeah,
in our
absolutely.
Company anyway.
What else have you learned lately?
The other thing, there's some more financial things. I find stamps, signature stamps around for convenience.
Oh, boy.
Get rid of signature stamps. They have no business in anybody's business at all. Mm-hmm. It is too easy to steal that
way. Well, that's a way to print. It's a way of printing money for your employees.
Yeah. And you know that the new law that came out, that part of it is if a check gets stolen and the bank asks you, where do you keep your checks? And you say, you know, next to the printer. They don't have to have any liability for that check because it's your responsibility now as a small business owner to lock up those checks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So make sure that you know, granted for convenience, if you're doing a check run, you bring out the box of checks, you put it in the printer, lock those checks back up. Every single night, those checks have to be locked up. If they're not and something happens, guess what? You're out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the new law.
Of course, a lot of small business owners are saying, well, it wouldn't cost me that much because I don't have that much in my account.
Listen, $10 a week over 10 years is a lot of money.
Oh, listen, absolutely. It can mount up very fast.
Mm-hmm.
We had an employee who stole from us one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally noticed what was going on, and we found it. And we got some of it back, but not all of it. Hey, Ruth, give us that website again, please.
It's www.businesstvchannel.com.
Who's going to be on tonight?
Tonight is going to be a rerun, unfortunately. I've got some things to do, but we're going to do a talk about knowing your financial position with Ellen Rohr.
All right. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. June Reed will be joining us from Baghdad, Iraq, in just a few minutes. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.